the series of Mera Baba. Point number 31. How Bab Dada sees the gathering of children. This is the Avyakta Murli of 17th February 2004. When Bab Dada sees the gathering of you children, he sees you in three forms. The present, self-sovereigns. You are also king now. In this world too, a father would say to his children, my kingly children, my child king. Even if they are poor, he would say, my child king. However, even at the present confluence age, the father sees all of you children as self-sovereigns. Swaraj Adhikari. You are kings, are you not? You are self-sovereign, masters of the self. So self-sovereigns at the present, Baba is seeing three forms. First is Swaraj Adhikari, self-sovereigns at the present, rulers of the world in the future. Vishwaraj Adhikari, in the future. And from the copper age to the end of iron age, you are worthy of worship. Once, who have a right to be worshipped. Pujya. Bab Dada sees all of you children in these forms. He doesn't see you as ordinary. He sees you as three forms. No matter what you are like, Bab Dada sees all of you children as self-sovereigns, royal children. You are Raj Yogis, are you not? So this is the Avyakta Murli of 17th February 2004. Bab Dada is seeing us in three forms. The first form is where we are self-masters, self-sovereigns, Swaraj Adhikari, self-controller, self-ruler. That is our first form. No matter what you are, but still Baba sees you like this. Baba sees as if you are a master of yourself. One. Second form, a future. You become a ruler, ruler of the world. That is your second form. Third form, people are worshipping you. Worthy to be worshipped. Pujya, Swarup. People are worshipping you. So he is mainly focusing on this first present form, what he sees. He doesn't see you as somebody who is under the influence of somebody. He doesn't see you as slave. He dislikes servitude. What he likes is mastery. He wants you to be a master. Master of self. Swaraj Adhikari. So the question is, how to become self-master? What are the ways to self-mastery? What are the ways to self-mastery? Self-sovereign, self-controller, self-ruler. How to become? What are the tips of becoming, of achieving self-mastery? Yes. How to become self-master? Continuous attention. Meditation. You do meditation, everybody is already doing meditation. Tell something else. How we become self-master. Master of one's own self. We should never become slaves. Slave's life is the toughest life in the world. Slave is somebody who doesn't have his own freedom. He has to be at the beck and call of somebody. He doesn't have his own independent existence. He is always under somebody's influence. He has to just follow what he is told. He doesn't have his own free will. So that is the existence of slave. In Mahabharata, there is a very good incident. Bhishma Pitama. Yeah. When he is about to go for his last battlefield, for his last battle, and he knew that on that day he would get killed. So he calls all his servants, and who used to dress him, and he says that I free you from today, I free you from all the bondages. There he says that the life of a slave is not worth living. So that's why freedom. This slave in India in 13th century, there was Ghulam Vansh when Muhammad Ghori defeated Prithviraj Chauhan in the Battle of Tarain 2. 1198. After that, Muhammad Ghori did not stay in India, but he left some of his followers to rule over India, and from there started slave dynasty. So in that slave dynasty, there were people like would be sold in exchange of money. They would display person in the market that this person is for sale. and they would have auction there, and people would purchase that person and make him his slave. That sort of thing. That is a slave dynasty which was there in India during the reign of Razia Sultan or her father Altamish. So that was the period in the history where slave dynasty was there. People would be, that is a life of bondage, and that has different types of slavery. Different types of slavery, even in that slavery, mental slavery, physical slavery, sexual slavery and all those things. So slave, to be a slave is the lowest thing in the world, is the most unhappiest moments of life. That's why Baba is saying here what? You become self-master. So self-mastery is something against slavery, against servitude. We have to become master. Master of oneself. Captain of one's own life. We are the captain of our own ship. What to do for that? What are the ways of self-mastery? No dependency. First of all, yesterday's Murli. Yesterday's or day before's. Baba said you should not depend on limited and temporary supports. Limited and temporary supports. If you depend on them, they will deceive you. There is a deception involved in that. If I depend on some person, that person will deceive me definitely. If I depend on somebody, it is not that that person would be always truthful. Yesterday Sakar Murli Baba said, where is the truth in this world of untruth? There's a beautiful statement in yesterday's Murli. Where is truth? Only father comes and tells you the truth. You judge whether what I tell is truth or what the world is telling is truth. How can you find truth in this world of untruth? This is the world of falsehood. Falsehood's trade goes on here. This is the business of falsehood everywhere. There cannot be any truth in this world. I am the truth and I tell the truth. And what I tell is the only truth of the world. There cannot be anything else. Nobody else other than me can tell you the truth. I am the ocean of truth, the truth. So, how can there be truth? How can people be truthful? It's not possible. So first thing is they will deceive you. Day before yesterday's Murli and yesterday's Murli, they will lie. Blatant lie through your nose, through their noses. So, this is the world of lies. Everywhere there is a falsehood. That is one. That is why no dependency. So first step in self-mastery is become self-reliant. As much as less possible depend on others for anything. Even for chintan, even for churning we depend on others. Chintan partners. Churning partners. That is a very subtle form of dependency. Okay, so first is dependency. Stop all dependency, avoid all dependency. Throw away all the dependency. Become independent. Walk alone. That is one. Second, less desires. The more desires you are, the more ambitions. The more the ambitions, the more you become a sort of slave. Okay, then something else. Support what? Taking, that is first. First is that only. Independent. Not to take support. As less support as possible. Then, if you make ministry, whom you will give punishment? To others. To self. Okay. Then, how, huh? Someone, that's okay. Something else. Less expectations, less support. Okay. Then, something to do with, we have talked about, first point includes everything. When we say that become independent means, no expectations, less expectation, less desires, everything is included in that. Something to be done with ourselves. What is that? No, don't give answers like this. Soul consciousness. Give something definite. So, alone. So, that is again included in the first point only. When you are alone, non-dependence, that includes everything. Some disciplines you should have in life. Some disciplines, some rules for your own self, principles, disciplines, rules for your own self. Like, see, self-mastery means two things are included most importantly in that. First is food and second is speech. Self-mastery means you should not become glutton. Glutton, you know. Glutton is a person who keeps on eating round the clock, who keeps on thinking only about food. That is known as gluttony. Voracious appetite for everything. They whatever you give them, they eat. You know, obsessed with food. Food obsession leads to gluttony. If you want to become glutton, yes, you should become spiritual glutton. Spiritual gluttony. So, self-mastery is directly related to food. The person who has not controlled his food habits cannot become self-controlled, self-restrained. So that is a very important thing. Are we suffering from overeating, excessive eating, indulgence? All these things are very important. Over-indulgence, obsession. Other is speech. Desire to keep on speaking. Not gyan, but worldly things. That shows that this man is not a master of himself. A man of self-control would be man of few words. Man of few words. So speech. Third, what are the rules? You do self-audit. Just now we were discussing self-auditing. Self-honesty and self-auditing. Self-analysis. Self-introspection, keep on checking yourself. This is very important. Then, and you said punishment. You be harsh and see if this has happened, but the punishment should be in the form of jnana and yoga, not otherwise. Otherwise, that has got repressive effect. Then, self-mastery, what you do? Planning of the day, very important. Planning, you have to plan your day. It should not happen that we have 24 hours in front of us. You just spend it in any which way. No. You have to plan it. Then? Sacrifice. You have to give up many small things which are obstacle in your progress. If you are very much fond of gossip, how can you become intense effort maker? If you are very much fond of going and seeing different things every day, eating different things, going different things, talking about different things, about this clothes and obsession about clothes. So, in this path of self-progress, each day our requirement should get less and less. We should be able to survive with as less things as possible. Rather than increasing things, the aim is to decrease. The less is more. The less we have, the more it becomes automatically. So, to decrease the requirements or to give up things. If you are addicted to something you feel and it is not necessary, you should give it up. The moment you realize it, you should give up. The moment you realize that, yes, this I don't need and still I am using it, give it up. This giving up, to slay each passion each day. In Christianity, this is the saying. To slay, slay means to cut. To slay means to kill each passion, each desire, each day. No need of so many things. Because it has been seen that desires are endless. They are like waves of ocean. They keep on coming. You fulfill one, another arises. The best is to realize their utter futile nature, uselessness of those desires and their fulfillments. So, then how to become self-master? Introspection, a deep introspection that comes in self-auditing. Fill yourself with lot of treasures. Okay, then? What else? Self something very specific. How you become self-master? This feelings and emotions, you know, you have to control them. You cannot become oversensitive in this spiritual way. If you are too much sensitive, too much feelings, too much emotions, you feel about everything. Somebody says something and you feel. That is not a mark of a self-controlled man. Don't give an expression to all the emotions. People should not be able to say, oh, you are happy today, you are unhappy today. You look sad, you look depressed, you are in so much pain, you look as if you are lonely. Because whatever happens, immediately it comes on the face. This is a weakness, a sort of. We don't have the power to accommodate it. Look at the ocean, you throw a knife in the ocean. Just a movement of ripples and again it is calm. Rippleless, waveless. In the similar manner, you have to become, have that power of accommodation. Don't keep on narrating everything. People have habit of narrating. Whatever that is happening to them, they keep on narrating to others. That itself is a weakness. Accommodate it. The power to accommodate. Okay? So, emotional control. Not to be influenced by others. Immediately, if you see something good in others, always remember that who has given them. Remaining uninfluenced. Remaining stable. This stability, emotional stability, very important in Brahmin life. Because feelings, emotions, they are always fluctuating. Sometimes we feel good, sometimes bad. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative. Sometimes too much emotional. Sometimes extreme sadness to the verge of crying. Sometimes overjoyed, euphoria. Too much happiness, that is making you extrovert. You are talking too much, you are discussing too much, mixing too much with everyone. And sometimes absolutely isolated. Spiritual schizophrenia. Divided personality. So emotional control is must. Another is avoid bystander effect. Bystander effect. What is bystander? This is a word in psychology. It had come from 1964, one lady was murdered. Her name was Kitty. I forgot her full name. She was, in 1964, she was murdered on the street, in the apartment down, and about 38 people were watching. And everybody thought that somebody else would help. It's a famous murder case in the history, and from there only this effect came. Bystander means spectator, observer. Keep on observing. Here, in self-mastery, you have to take initiative and avoid bystander effect. Not like that. And that person who came and who killed and who stabbed her from back, he stabbed her twice. He was given lifetime imprisonment. Recently, he died about 1 year back at the age of 81. So, that thing has come. And after that, because when she was stabbed, she cried, she shouted. About 38 people were there, but nobody informed police. There's a lot of controversy, a lot of things about that. Her name is Vega, I forgot the full name, Katie something. That was her full name. So from there, the psychology, this term has come, very famous in psychology. It is known as bystander effect. Means, in the path of self-progress, self-mastery, you don't have to sit and observe. Here they say, you have to take initiative. Not like those people who were just waiting, thinking that others will do. Everybody thought that somebody else will inform the police. Or they thought that why we should take initiative, let somebody else do. Why unnecessary to get involved in this police matter? Something like that. So here, you have to take all the onus on yourself, on your own shoulder. And do the things. So no bystander effect. Another is cognitive reappraisal. What is this cognitive reappraisal? Cognitive reappraisal means you see a particular thing from one point of view, now try to think it in another point of view. Suppose one situation comes in front of you and you were very much negative about that situation. Okay? Now think, is it possible that I can become positive in that situation? Self-reappraisal means you are assessing yourself after that event. Cognitive, with the cognition, with the knowledge. That is known as cognitive reappraisal methods in self-mastery, which is very important. In simple English language, it will mean, what are the other options? What could have been the other options in which I would have reacted? Suppose somebody is there, he is very much selfish and he did very selfish things with me. Okay? So So what could have been my response? I responded in this manner. Was there any other way to respond in the same situation? If suppose somebody is using me for their selfish purposes, what is my response? If somebody comes and tells something very much negative about one particular person, I also start speaking negative about that person. So, is there another way, another method of approaching the same situation? Always keep on thinking. After the situation has happened, of course. Means this is for the past. Suppose yesterday, I was sitting and somebody came and talked about something else. And I said, yeah, that person is very bad. You should never go to that person. Okay, I said something bad about third person. Now, sit now and decide how I could have reacted. After hearing some negativity about somebody else, is there any other method of reacting to the same situation? When we see everywhere negativity is there, everybody is talking against each other. And otherwise I don't talk, but when I enter that atmosphere, I also started doing the same thing. So is there any other method of approaching the same method, any positive, that is known as somebody? Yeah, so you try to side on the positive, you go on the positive side, rather than becoming a part of the negative conversation, rather than you yourself becoming a gossip monger. So you have to hear, so if suppose there is a negativity, people are talking negative about one person, 10 people are talking negative about one person, okay, and I enter that gathering, and I also started talking about that. So what is the difference between them and me then? So here, cognitive reappraisal means, think how I could have behaved. That is what is cognitive. There are some of the steps, cognitive reappraisal, avoiding bystander effect, having control over food, having control over speech, emotional stability, not to depend on others, reduce dependency as much as possible. So these are some of the methods to become self-sovereign, Swarajya Adhikari. Control, have the coat at night, Baba says so many times. You should have a coat. And then talk with your mind, intellect and sanskars. Oh sanskar, why you did like this? Oh intellect, why are you behaving like this? Have you lost your senses? Oh mind, where are you straying about? Don't you know that you have to keep the mantra of man manabho, rather than wandering here and there. So you talk with the mind, they are small children or your ministers, amartya, all those, whatever is there. So these are all those things. Talk with them, have a quote. That is also one of the ways to self-mastery. But you have to become self-mastery. You do by any method. Anything, but you have to become self-mastery. Because Baba sees you like that, self-sovereign.